We mentioned a couple of days ago, quoting the words of the Mishnah Berurah, that the way that we perform Tachnun is not the way that it used to be performed. It was done b'derech kida, the hainu lipo upon of arts, that a person would literally fall and place their face on the ground, and without actually stretching out one's arms, feet. But that's how it was done. But nowadays, as we know, l'nahagu lipol al p'neihem mamish, we don't actually do this, but rather we lean our heads on our left arm. The question is why? Why don't we continue to do so? So the Piskei Tshuvos brings down the reason. It says as follows: v'tam, the reason for this, sheyishnu haminog, the reason why we changed the custom which we had before, v'ein noiflin paim artsa, that we don't actually fall upon our faces literally, based on the words of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says later on in Sif Ches, says the ein adam chashuv rishai lipol alpanav artsa, that a person is not allowed to fall directly on their faces, el imkin batuach shianenu ki yeshu ben nun. The only way the person is allowed to do that is if we are 100% confident that Hashem will answer you, just like Hashem had answered Yehoshua ben Nun. And it would be a pretty difficult statement for any person to want to believe that they're on that madrega. And therefore, because of this, we're no longer on that level, and therefore we're not able to fall on our faces. L'chein ein noflin al aretz mamish, that's why we don't do so. In parentheses it says, kedech she'osim b'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Which possibly what he's indicating is that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, a person is more likely that their tefillos will be accepted, perhaps based on the idea of Dir Shah Hashem Yimotzo, that Hashem is there closer, willing to listen and accept our tefillos. And therefore, one of a few reasons, it's possible that that's why we allow a person to actually put their face on the ground on during the Yom Neroyim. And it continues, V'tam Shenahagu. The reason why when we fall upon our faces we don't do so directly straight down, rather when we put our lean on our arm we tilt a bit to our side. According to the words of the Magen Avraham, he says, "Lafisha aser l'shtachvos neged even v'ritzvas avonim." A person is not allowed to prostrate, bow down in front of a floor which is made out of stone. V'avshi eino mishtachve mamish ba'ofen. But even though it's true that we're not actually placing our heads on the ground anyway, nonetheless, since the whole concept is based on that we used to place our heads directly on the ground, therefore a person should be careful not to go directly toward it either, but rather with stud them on its side. And that's the reason why you'll see in shuls, among other reasons, that when it comes to the Yom Neroyim, for those that do place their bend and go on their knees and actually put their heads down different parts of the avoda in Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, that you have usually a kid that hands out some paper towels. That's not because they, so your pants then don't get dirty. It's the idea that a person is not supposed to be bowing down on such a floor. And therefore, that's one of the reasons why you'll see that people will cover those areas with a paper towel or something so they're not directly on the floor. The Zeh Gamkin Tam, interestingly enough, he gives another reason for what we mentioned before, that when it comes to doing tachnun, let's say you're wearing short sleeves, you're not supposed to lean directly on your skin. And the reason we said, based on the Rabbeinu B'chaya, he said a few reasons for tachnun. One of them has to do with being a busha, of a level of humility, being acknowledging that you're standing before your Creator. And it's something which is such a humbling experience that a person would cover themselves up, acknowledging that, in fact, Hashem is right in front of us. And a person can only cover themselves up with a garment. To cover yourself up with part of yourself is not really covering yourself up. That doesn't really show that same level of being of humility. And therefore, that's the reason which the Rabbeinu B'chaya provided. Here, it's brought down a different reason. He says, "Gam kein tam kisui aponim bebeged kedei l'hafsik beinu levein hakarka." Because of this idea that a person is not supposed to bow down directly onto this ground, which is made out of stone or marble or whatnot, or something which resembles it. Therefore, we cover our heads with a garment so as to separate ourselves from the floor. In fact, it's brought down clearly in the Magen Avraham. He says the sarach shehe darvachotzeitz bein panav lekarka in shem. He says that a person has to have some type of a separation between the ground and his face. And that's the reason why we cover ourselves up, for another reason, with a garment and not just to lean directly on our arm. It's brought down in the Mechaber, next to Locha. He says, when it comes to Nefilas Apayim, it's Meyushav V'lo Me'umad. A person should do so sitting, not standing. Mishnah Berurah tells us, doesn't really help us out so much with the reasons, but this is what he says. He quotes the words of the Beis Yosef, Shatam, the reason why a person should sit when it comes to Tachna, Hu al derech ha-Kabbalah. Rivash kos of the Ein Kpeda. There's commentators such as the Rivash who says it's not such an issue if you can't sit down. We brought down before that one of the reasons is that when it comes to Tachnun, it's an opportunity for us to do everything that we possibly can, standing by the Shemoneh Esrei, sitting down before it, and then we also recline and lean as though to show that in every single way we try to be engaged in serving Hashem. But says the Rivash that it's not necessary. And the Achronim pick up on this and say, B'shas adchak, under extreme circumstances, nuchal lismoch al Rivash. A person can follow like this opinion. The question is, what would be B'shas adchak? I guess one answer would be if there's no chairs, there's nowhere for you to sit. So it doesn't mean you can skip Tachnun, you say Tachnun standing. V'chein, he gives another reason. Im achish omeg negdo mispalo Shemoneh Esrei. Let's say a person is right next to you, davening Shemoneh Esrei, and there's a din in halacha in Shulchan Aruch v'aser sheish omrim leishiv negdo. That when a person's standing davening Shemoneh Esrei, you shouldn't be sitting right next to him at that point because it'll divert his attention. Yipul al panav meumad v'chein kol b'chai gavne. At that time, a person would be allowed to say tachnun standing up. But it's brought down, which we mentioned previously, different halachos, that what happens in the event that you cannot sit. So there is a pshar, there is something that a person could do. It says, l'chol pachos, at the very least, yismuch atzma smicha shel mamash. Shim yintol also davar yipol. He says that when it comes, halachically speaking, when a person is standing, and when it comes to that you need to stand, what happens if you're leaning? So the basic din is that if we would remove that object, don't actually remove the object because you'll fall and that you'll hurt yourself. We don't want you to hurt yourself. But if you imagine yourself removing this object, that you would fall, that you're putting so much of your support on it, it's really like you're not standing at all. And therefore, when it comes to this situation, that for whatever reason, there's no place for you to sit, at least you can find a wall or something that you could rest and press yourself against so that if that area, that wall, so to speak, wouldn't be there, you would fall down. That's considered halachically as though you are sitting.